Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and again, what a wonderful way to start this day with God's Word. Now, let's go ahead and continue. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 24. And as noted in yesterday's reading, David attempted to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. In today's reading, David once again prepares to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem and makes detailed arrangements for its transport, something that everybody teases us guys about. You know, got to read the instructions. And so perhaps, what do you think? You think David read the instructions from God's Word? Well, let's find out. Again, God's saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. For his own use, David built houses in David's city. He also prepared a place for God's Ark of the Covenant and put up a tent for it. Then he said, only Levites should carry the Ark of the Covenant because they are the ones God chose to carry it and to serve him forever. So David summoned all the people of Israel to Jerusalem in order to bring the Ark of the Covenant to the place he had prepared for it. Next, he sent for the descendants of Aaron and for the Levites. From the Levite clan of Kohath came Uriel, in charge of 120 members of his clan. And from the clan of Merari came Asaiah, in charge of 220. From the clan of Gershon, Joel, in charge of 130. From the clan of Elizaphan, Shemaiah, in charge of 200. And from the clan of Hebron, Eliel, who's in charge of 80. And from the clan of Uzziel, Aminadab, who is in charge of 112. And so David called in the priests of Zadok, and Abathar, and the six Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. And he said to the Levites, you are the leaders of the Levite clans. Purify yourselves and your fellow Levites so that you can bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it. Because you were not there to carry it the first time, the Lord our God punished us for not worshiping him as we should have done. Then the priests and the Levites purified themselves in order to move the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord God of Israel. The Levites carried it on poles on their shoulders as the Lord had commanded through Moses. David commanded the leaders of the Levites to assign various Levites to sing and to play joyful music on the harps and cymbals. And from the clans of singers, they chose the following men to play the brass cymbals: Heman, a son of Joel, his relative Asaph, son of Berechiah, and Ethan, son of Jeshiah of the clan of Merari. To assist them, they chose the following Levites to play the high-pitched harps: Zechariah, Jehaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maasai, and Benaiah. You'll have to forgive me, those are some tongue twisters there. To play the low-pitched harps, they chose the following Levites: Mattathias, Eliphio, Maniah, Azaziah, and the temple guards, Obed-Edom and Jael. From his skill in music, Chananiah was chosen to be in charge of the Levitical musicians. And Berechiah and Elkanah, along with Obed-Edom and Jehiah, were chosen as guards of the Ark of the Covenant. The priest Shabaniah, Joshaphat, Nathaniel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar were chosen to blow trumpets in front of the Ark of the Covenant. Today's key verse is Chronicles chapter 15, verse 14. The priests and the Levites purified themselves in order to move the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord God of Israel. Well, you know, you think about it. David definitely wants to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. He was so excited about it the first time that he neglected to follow God's directions and how to do it, and it cost someone their life. And then after that, he was upset. He was mad at God. He was mad at itself, but pretty soon he understood it was because of his own ignorance that this travesty, this terrible thing had happened. And so he researched God's word and found out the correct way to transport the Ark of the Covenant. You know, we find out that just because you want to do something doesn't make it right. And we like coming to church, we like entering into praise and worship, but there's a way to do that. And one of the things we see here in God's word where David called upon the priest to purify themselves, get ready to do this task. And every Sunday morning, we should be preparing ourselves to enter into the very presence of God when we come to church. Let us pray. Holy God, fill me with your Spirit and purify my heart. May all my words and deeds this day serve as acts of worship, giving honor and glory to you. Amen. Well, tomorrow, we will be in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 through 16, where the Ark of the Covenant is brought into Jerusalem. What an exciting time that must have been. And so make sure you join me tomorrow, folks. And until that time, God bless you. Keep your eyes open for the miraculous. When you're ready to see the miraculous, when you have the expectation of the miraculous, it's amazing what God will show you. Until then, God bless you is my prayer.